This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Gorlot. Joshua Landis, Rebecca Cruz. Two interesting issues this week. Joshua, first of all, very disturbing images coming out from the so-called Islamic State. They had captured a Jordanian pilot who had crashed and burned him alive, or at least that's the report, is that he burned alive. So, of course, the Jordanians, very upset about this. The response has been very interesting from them. They've now bombed the area. But tell us what happened here. Give us some of the interesting details behind
this. Well, Jordan joined the coalition that America put together and was bombing with F-16s. One of their F-16s was shot down. And there was at first talk about whether they would trade this person. But this turned into a mega propaganda film on the part of ISIS, and it was high-profile drama, and that's what they're after here because the beheading of the Americans, orange suits, Guantanamo, they were mirroring the injustice that they claim America did to them in Iraq and elsewhere, and that they're getting revenge. The Japanese, $200 million they asked for them just the day before they announced that they were going to behead the Japanese. The Japanese had given $200 million for non-lethal aid to help the destruction of ISIS. Here are the Jordanians joining in this. They capture the fighter. In their film that they made after burning the guy, they went to the rubble created by American bombs and Jordanian bombs. They buried him in the rubble. They're making a dramatic statement that they're on the side of goodness against the munafiqeen, as they call it, the hypocrites who've joined the unbelievers, the American imperialists.
Well, this is working, right? There are those that are now leaving the coalition. The United Arab Emirates now said we're no longer going to participate in an action against ISIS.
That's true. They have backed out. And they say that America has to put in special planes that can go and retrieve these people. This is a long and difficult struggle.
Is this going to work for them in the long term? I mean, is this really going to eventually pay off for them?
ISIS is a self-immolating organization being pounded by America. The Arab world is going through a sea change in its attitude toward these radical groups. They've disgusted people. We have Jordanian professors. Boy, were they horrified at what ISIS had done. And the nationalism kicks in just as it did with America. People want revenge and they want to go kill them.